This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. A patient of mine died this week, and I feel badly I never went to see her in the hospital. I knew she was alone and lonely, and that my merely showing up would brighten her day and remind her of how hard we'd worked together to improve her health. However, I was working out of the country, and a visit was simply not possible until I returned, which it turns out was too late. I was filled with regret, a negative feeling resulting from my behavior. Perhaps related to regret are sadness and shame and remorse. A recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that there are two requirements for regret: imagining that things would have been better if one acted differently, and self-recrimination for having made a choice that led to a bad outcome. Life is clearly filled with uncertainty, and we have no way of predicting the future. This is particularly important in medicine, where there's no promise that our expensive medicines, our painful surgeries, or our chemotherapies that make people sick will actually work. We cannot predict how long a person will live, whether their disease will spread, or whether their symptoms will return. When we guess with the best of intentions and we are wrong, and when our error affects others, we blame ourselves. In the New England Journal of Medicine article, Drs. Groopman and Hartsbond point out that there is a difference between disappointment and regret. In disappointment, we blame the external world. With regret, we blame ourselves. We can be disappointed that an antibiotic didn't work, but we know it was the right choice. However, I regret when I prescribe a medicine that was the right choice, but was so expensive that the patient couldn't afford to take it and grew sicker. Groopman and Hartsbond describe a study where subjects were asked to put themselves into two different roles as stock investors. In both roles, the subject owns a great deal of one stock. Then the price of the stock drops. In one role, they were told that they were active investors. In other words, they opted to buy the new shares that then lost value. In the other role, they were asked to imagine being a passive investor. In other words, they simply held on to stocks that they already owned, and the stocks lost the same amount of value. Even though the loss of value was the same in both situations, the active role generated more regret than the passive role. Action is more regretted than simply passivity. It is flu season, and you may not have gotten your flu shot. Now, if you get a shot and then you get the flu, you'll be disappointed because your expectations were not realized. But if you get the flu and you didn't get the vaccine this year, you'll regret the decision. In life, some regret is unavoidable. It may even be constructive and lead to behavior change or new insights. But regret over things that can't be undone can be painful. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes, The Second Opinion.